You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And a game of Rattle Off. Jeremy, the first person to get through is Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Lovely Leslie.
Good morning, boys.
What's up, lady?
I don't know. I just happened to get in my car right when you said call in for Rattle Off, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
You're like, I got this. I got a phone.
I hope I do.
What are you doing this weekend? Impress us with your weekend plans.
Well, I'm working, and my mom has surgery on Monday for some cancer stuff. And so Sunday for the Bronco Raider game, we're going to all get together with my 94-year-old grandmother and have a little shindig.
Holy
cow. How cool is that?
That's great.
Well, all the best to your mom.
Seriously, good luck with all
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, listen, we're going to play some Rattle Off with you, Leslie, but I want to tell everyone else who's on hold, Julie, Amber, Amy, Jessica, Michael, nobody hang up if Leslie gets it, because we still want to talk to everybody. You'd keep holding, wouldn't you, Leslie?
Well, yes, Dagny and I did one day, if you don't recall.
I don't recall. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. We talked to many people.
I hope you still love us.
We were just giggling, laughing. You guys were cracking up.
I do remember that one, actually. I do.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, now you get a chance to actually play the game. You ready to give it a shot?
I am. Hold on. I'm pulling over because I don't want to be driving doing this.
Yeah, be careful. I'm be excited. Safe. Okay. Use your turn signal.
Where are you pulling over? Where are you?
I'm at Osceola and Alameda. On my way to work.
That's a good intersection.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'm parked in front of a, okay.
What do you see on the corners?
Oh, there's a little playground on the left.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a house on the right that looks kind of like a junkyard, but.
Uh-oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Listen, we played a game years ago in this show that was strangely popular, and it was called Throw Dom from the Train. And the idea, Leslie, is that we had this invisible train that went all over the entire metro area, and I'm on it, and at one point I get shoved off the train. I have to get up, brush myself off, and I look around and I tell you what I see on each of the four corners. And then the first person who can call in and identify that intersection won the prize. And what's so funny is that it always took less than 10 seconds.
Right.
Like I would say there's a Shell station, there's a 7-Eleven, there's a Taco Bell, and there's like a funeral home. And somebody would call in 10 seconds and say, yeah, that's at the corner of blank, blank, blank.
Give me my prize.
Yeah. And I was like, you just can't fool people with this stuff. Should we bring that game back?
It'd probably be even easier with Google Maps now, you know? Street View. Somehow.
Maybe. But how would you...
Well, you're like, I'm standing out here's a Dunkin'. Okay, so you just search Dunkin'. I see a Dunkin' Donuts on the corner.
By the time somebody searched it, somebody who knows that intersection would have already called.
Yeah, true.
Could be.
We can call it this time, Throw Josh from the Train, because he's got it coming. All right, Leslie, let's play. 10 seconds. We can't seem to get a winner with this one.
Oh, boy.
Please recall, when we do movies with stars, you can only do one movie per franchise. Like if we did Harrison Ford, you could only do one Star Wars movie, so forth and so on, right?
Oh,
we haven't been able to get a winner with this one all week. 10 seconds. Give us 5 movies with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Ready and go.
Big. She was the captain. Captain. Sally.
Wow, you got one. Boy. Captain got one. Phillips, I think, was the captain one.
Yes.
How come nobody has ever yet remembered Forrest Gump or Apollo 13?
Oh, yeah, it's a biggie. Saving Private Ryan. Toy Story. You've got mail.
Well, Leslie, I just get to listen to you guys entertain, so I'm excited.
There you go.
Oh, you're the
back
sweetest.
To your drive.
Yeah, back
I've been
to the
working
drive.
Nights, and I don't get to listen to you in the morning, so it's driving me crazy.
Oh, wow. No.
Man, you need a new job.
You got podcasts that you can listen to all day, though, so
Well, when I'm sleeping till you guys get up because I work nights.
Right.
Please have a great weekend and all the best again to your mom, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye. We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Very sweet lady.
Well, I say that, and then we talk to Julie. She may not be a great person. We don't know. Hi, Julie.
I am the greatest. I'm the greatest listener on the planet, yes.
Oh, yes, really? Mm-hmm. Prove it.
I listen almost every day.
Almost? What do you like the best about the show?
Laughing.
Just laughing?
What do you like the least about
the
show?
What do you hate about the show?
Mm-hmm. Groaning. You guys groan a lot. You groan. You make me laugh. You make me groan.
Oh, I see. Okay. She's into groaning. Weird.
All my emotions are covered with you boys.
All of them.
Sure. Yes.
Even lust?
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Sure.
We are doing good then.
Who do you lust for more, Jeremy or me?
A little bit of both.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Triple kiss.
We're not doing a three-way with you, Julie. I don't care what you say.
We've done it once. We'll never do it again.
Never again.
All right.
There's too much crying involved.
Right.
And that was the dog crying, so.
What?
Dog was absolutely traumatized. Oh, Julie, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to go leaf peeping.
Oh, are you? Yeah, it's...
I'm going to try. I don't know.
Where are you going? Where are you going to do this?
Guanella Pass. I'm not going to, I'm going to wait my turn in line, I guess.
Yeah, so busy.
I'm just going to be patient. It's going to be raining and chilly. Pack the blankets and the lunch.
Something warm to drink. That sounds kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
What? You going to take a flask, maybe?
Sure, of course. Why not?
All right. I have a flask, and it comes in handy sometimes.
I mean, leaf peeping is fun for, 20 minutes.
Well, you just do the drive. You don't really have to get out.
You're like, hey, leaves, look at all the colors. All right, well, who wants lunch?
Just do the loop.
Yeah, a short loop.
That's right.
That's funny. That's funny. You know, I'll bore you with a story. When I flew to Denver in 1986 for the job interview, the program director of the radio station that I came to interview, we spent all day at the radio station chatting. And then he said, before I take you back to the airport, he goes, I'm going to take you for a little drive. Well, Julie, it was like 1st of October or end of September, like just right now.
Uh-huh.
And he put me in the car. He drove me up 285 and then turned off. And we spent about an hour or so driving through the foothills and the high country where all the trees were changing. And he knew exactly what he was doing because my mouth was agape. I was like, oh, my God, this is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
And
totally
it worked.
By the time he got to the airport, he goes, do we need to talk about money? I said, it doesn't even matter what you offer me, dude. I'm taking the job.
Then he turned onto a little side road and turned the car off. And
and there was that same dog.
Turn the headlights off. And
no, but I mean, that's funny. I think about it. It was 36 years ago this week that I came up for my interview, and I was just wowed by the trees, Julie. So good for you. Nice. You have a good time, all right?
All right, I will. Thank you.
10 seconds. Let's play a rattle off. And Amber, Amy, Jessica, Michael, if Julie gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. This is based on somebody who called about an hour ago with No Filter Friday. Julie, give us in 10 seconds, this one's too easy, 5 nacho toppings. 5 nacho toppings. Ready and go.
Chicken, beef, cheese, beans, lettuce, tomato, onion, green peppers, jalapenos.
Is that all you got? Is that all you got?
Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
Yummy.
You know, the rule that we always encourage people is definitely do more than 5 in case we throw any of them out. But we can't throw any of those out. You're a winner!
Yay, I love my nachos.
Go, Julie. Yeah.
Oh, you're charming. Listen, that one was maybe a little too easy, but whatever. You still got a prize.
I loved it.
Going to the melting pot
perfect.
Now.
Yeah, go have fun.
Oh, I am. Yay. That's so exciting. I didn't know that was the prize. Woohoo.
Great.
Even more excited. Maybe. Yes. I'm going to melt it all together. There won't be nachos, but it'll be just as good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Some gooey, gooey cheese there.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh is going to circle back and tell you about your prize, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, boys. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Kiss your face. See you later.
We love you back, Julie. Amber, you did not hang up, so we love you for that.
I didn't. Like nachos. Man, that's a good one. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was kind of easy, but whatever.
What's your go-to topping on a nacho, Amber? What do you got to have on those?
Cheese and jalapenos.
Yeah, two biggies there. A little kick.
Yeah. That sounds like just the nachos you get at a baseball stadium. You know, that's
your basic.
I'm okay with that.
Your basic
$19
nachos at a baseball game. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Amber?
It is actually my 6th anniversary with my husband being married, and we're gonna go up to Black Hawk and have a night out.
Good for you.
That's nice.
I'm actually going to melting pot tomorrow night for dinner. So I was like,
wow.
How romantic.
I know.
Maybe you'll see Julie there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a couple things. Are you going to, A, spend the night up in Black Hawk?
Yeah. So it'll be our first night away from the kids in 2 years. We have a 1-year-old.
Big. This is a big night.
Good
then.
For you. Yeah. I'm glad.
You'll be worried the entire night.
No, I won't. I will not.
Good for you.
So
good. That's good.
Yeah. Just forget all about those kids.
Go tear it up.
Hey, where'd you meet this guy?
We met online. So this was when I was in pastry school and. 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have us at pastry school now.
Yeah, that's all we need to know.
Is that what you're doing for a living now? Are you like a pastry chef?
No way. I'm a pastry chef. I specialize in cake decorating and currently work at a little bakery and manage and do all the wedding coordinating
and
decorating and all the things.
Yeah. Is that like your go-to thing? The best thing you make is like cake?
Yeah, I mean, I do like Cake Boss cakes. So, cool designs, intricate details, things like that.
I love that. That's good
really
money
cool.
on that, too, man.
Yeah, what's a cake
That's
running,
a
like
fun.
A really fancy cake that you would make? What's that going to cost me?
Oh, my gosh. $5 to $10 a serving.
How many
Put
servings?
Put a number on the total cake, though.
Like a two-tier cake is going to run you about $200.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Now you're, yeah.
Yeah, like a, you know, Minnie Mouse.
Have you ever watched Is It Cake on Netflix?
You know, I don't get into those shows. They, irk me. I'm just not into it.
I'm kind of with you, but with you, what you do and the cakes that you create, check out Is It Cake on Netflix.
Okay.
And I think you're really going to enjoy it. It was a fun show
that.
To watch.
It's pretty fun.
It's neat.
And I like the Great British Baking Show, too. I love that show.
Yeah, that's nice, too. Yeah, I like more of the formal, people who have the time to do things, the correct way. The shows that kill me are the Food Network baking challenges, and everything looks so terrible, but they're giving them props.
Right.
I'm stop it.
You're that is crap. That is a crap cake.
Amber goes, stop it.
I'm not interested. I was I could never do it because I am such a perfectionist. This is terrible.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
You know, there's money in those cakes. I know Gretchen for a while on the side, a side hustle, she was doing some cakes. And selling
everybody's
them to people.
Had a side hustle and done cakes.
Oh my God! But I thought Amber, okay, and I'm being honest, I love her. But when she said she was going to do that, I was like, yeah, I'm sure the cake will be fine. Oh my God! Talk about works of art. It blew me away. Yep. And I said, what are you going to charge for that? She goes, I'll probably get $140 for this cake. And I was like, oh my girl, keep doing
and
it,
she
girl.
Just spent 7 hours on it.
She doesn't do it anymore. But, man, there was some good money in it, man. And the cakes were
exceptional. Yeah, I did money, but there's a lot of work and detail. I mean, it does take a lot of time to do what we do, you know? So you've got to charge accordingly. And people are like, oh, it's just cake. But it's really, a lot of work.
They're works of art, you know? And it breaks my heart to cut into some of these things, you know?
We used to have a guy, I can't remember, what did he call his company? They used to bring his cakes for all of our special occasions.
Oh, Childs.
Childs Pastry.
He did my wedding cake.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
They were beautiful. He did a whole bunch of cakes for our show, and I don't think he's doing it anymore.
No, he gave away too many free cakes.
Well, you got to hit me up. I'll do it.
All right.
Will you?
Yeah.
His name was Steve. That's it. Steve at Child's Pastry.
That's right. He was a good guy.
I wonder where Steve is today.
Steve.
All right. Amber, you have been so charming and delightful to talk to. Good luck with your baking. You want to give a little free plug to your bakery?
Yeah, so I'm Sweet Nothings Catering out of Parker, Colorado, and
right
I just
on.
Work from home, so it's a small
Good.
Deal. But
Good for you.
Well,
hit me in.
My guess is we just probably sold about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of cakes for
you. You're going to
so.
Be so busy.
Hey, thank you, guys. I love your show.
Oh,
we
thank
love you.
You.
Back.
Have fun.
A great weekend, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Bye, Amber.
There she goes. Two left, Amy and Michael. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding. We appreciate that. Otherwise, our feelings would have been hurt.
Oh, well, that's why I stayed online. So,
thank
Well, thank you.
You
very much.
What do you do? We just talked to a cake decorator. What's your line of work?
Currently a stay-at-home mom. In the past, I was an educator.
Oh, okay.
Two extremely difficult jobs.
How many kids you got running around?
I've got two, and my youngest actually just started kindergarten this year, so we're trying to figure out what's next here.
Yeah. Well, first grade.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully, he passes.
Yeah, you'll be fine. They'll pass any kid in kindergarten.
They don't hold kids back.
They don't want those kids back
anything.
In there. They're like, send them on.
What do you got going this weekend? You got some fun plans?
We are actually taking a date day today and heading to the mountains also to see some leaves, like some of the other people have mentioned.
It's that
That's
time,
great.
Isn't it? That'll be fun.
That's good. Because the kids are in school, so you can go play around, and I like that. Stop and get some lunch up in the high country.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, we were hoping to maybe going today would avoid a few of the crowds. We'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Find some of those back roads.
Well, fine. Right.
Listen, you are also charming. Thank you for staying to talk with us. We appreciate you, Amy, and we hope you have a great weekend. Safe drive with your husband, okay?
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Amy.
You too. Bye-bye. God, I love our listeners. They're the best. We have time to squeeze in one more. It's Michael. Hello, Michael. Thanks for holding, buddy.
Hey, you no problem.
What's going on?
I've been trying to get through so many times, I figured I can't hang up.
Well, yeah, you made it through, man. Thank you.
We appreciate that. What's your line of work?
I'm retired.
From?
What'd you do?
Just warehousing, manufacturing all my life.
Did you enjoy it?
What was your favorite thing that was manufactured?
Pretty boring.
What's that?
What was your favorite thing that you manufactured?
Oh, I worked for Valley Lab Covidian, did medical devices. That was very interesting.
Oh, okay. So you stocked
like what kind of medical device?
Like respirators and stuff?
No, arthroscopic instruments. So it's all clean room, sterile, everything I packed, I was in packaging.
Damn.
So
did you have to wear like a sterile suit, one of those big like onesies?
Yeah, I had to wear a gown and a hairnet and booties and all that stuff.
I bet you're glad you don't have to wear that anymore.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt.
I bet. Especially if you got to pee, you know?
Oh, man, yeah. That was the worst thing.
Yeah, you got to strip down to go to the bathroom.
That's funny.
Oh,
what do you
man,
do with your time now that you're retired?
Just scrub down again, you know?
Yeah. What do you do with your time now that you're retired? What are you doing?
Oh, having fun. Just hanging out with my mom and dad. They're 90 and 91.
Wow.
I golf with my dad a couple times a week, and I fly fish. Front range stuff and
dang.
Good.
Life,
you're staying active, man. They say that's the huge part when you retire. You got to stay active or your brain turns to pudding, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, because working, you know, you're moving all the time. When you retire, you're just sitting on your butt all day.
That's
so
right.
You got to keep moving.
Yes, when you take up fly fishing.
And good for you. You got parents in their 90s. You got some good genes in you, Michael.
Oh, my goodness. I am so blessed.
Yeah, that's very cool, buddy.
And I love that your dad in his 90s is still playing golf. That's fantastic.
It's very impressive.
What's he shooting?
He loves it.
What does he shoot when you take him out?
He shoots in the high 40s, 50s, usually 50s. And every once in a while he beats me.
Yeah.
And, it's funny. I told him, Dad used to spank me when I was little. I didn't think you're going to spank me when I was 6 years old. So he's pretty fun to play with. Real competitive. He loves it.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Dude, that makes me smile. That's great.
You know, we hope you have a great weekend, Michael. Thank you for listening, and thanks for sharing your stories with us. We appreciate you, buddy.
You know, I love you guys. I've been listening to you for years and years. I always try to call you. I never get in. Uh-huh. And when it picked up, I'm like, no way. I got to stay on the line. This isn't real.
It's so real, cool, man. Yeah, thanks, bud.
I want you to know the pleasure was all ours. So you have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you very much.
Right. See you later, bud.